000. For some reason, that's the first one.
I don't know why.
You didn't miss the door.
Nice, have one. Thank you.
Simon Nuntes. We're actually doing it. This Omer of the day. I can't believe it. Simon Nuntes. Simon Nuntes. Din Bracha Rishayna B'Yitzirar. Actually, the Birchas Kriyat Shema are very specific. Like, the Yerushalmi says, Sheva Bayom Tilalticha is a reference to the Birchas Kriyat Shema. Right, 2 and 1 in the morning and 2 and 2 at night. So Chazal didn't stop. I mean, you learn Ramchal, you learn many other Mefarshei Tefillah. What we did that Shabbos Tefillah is like there are very specific accomplishments that there's a build up. Yotzer Or, Torah, Kriyat Shema, Geula, and the same at night. It's not just a haphazard. But that's when we learn Perish Tefillah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Or Borei Choshech. So we say Borei Choshech Bedavka. We Bedavka say it. Tiknu Lahazgir Midus Laila B'Yom Lahotzi Milev HaBikursim Shomru Shemisha Borei Or Lo Borei Choshech. So it's not just Or v'Choshech, it's good and evil. It's the different forces in the universe that's what we say also Shalom b'Mromov. There's different forces in the universe that seem at odds with each other, that seem like they're in conflict with each other. So we bedavka, we say Umarva Yom Mevi Loila. At night we talk about the Yom, and in the day we talk about Choshech. The issue of whether Choshech is a Bria, whether it's the absence of Or, it says Yom Borei Choshech, we won't go into. Mishnah Berurah, Tzorech Lahatzik Ben Yotzer Uvein Or, Yehechid Eloi Lishtam Ben Yotzer Or, which is a nonsense word, I guess. But the point is, you have to be medactic. If you look at the Ber Heitev, the Ber Heitev in Sifkat Nalev goes through a whole bunch of diktukim in Tefillah. We only don't do it in Tzukei Dezimra. We're supposed to, it says by Pesukah Dezimra you have to be medactic. It says by Kriyat we have to be medactic. You have to be medactic in the whole davening. Meshorasim Hashem. Meshorasov the Bar Hektiv says, that's Shemayim Beis, if we make sure you don't skip the Vav. This is, I think, most people that I see do this. Kesheomer Yotzor Yimashmesh Betfilo Shal Yod. Kesheomer Borei Choshech Yimashmesh Betfilo Shal Rosh. It also has to do with din and rachamim, maritzu makdish. Okay, if you look in the Berheitev, he has many dikdukim. Lokel, I don't know. When I was younger, the medukta dikka people said lokel baruch nimosi tenu v'lamelach kel chay b'kayom. Now I see the sedurim. The medactic sedurim went away from it, and they say it with a shva. The Berheitev says it, yeah, with a shva. So the Berheitev though says it, they say it with a komax and a patach. The Shari Tshuva also has a bunch of diktukim. Let me see if there's any. So I'm calling them. Otsko, be careful with Otsko. They only project themselves as the Poisek Achron. Let me tell you how decisions are really made. See this coin? Sometimes they're made that way. Other times they're made at 3:30 in the morning when there's a deadline looming. And, okay, we...
My time is evil to run something to a higher
You want to sit here and talk about Otsko? Kindness. There's a website called What's Bothering Otsko. Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go. Now, Siv Beis, it really is something that's Nogeya all brachas aruchos. We know that there's brachas aruchos and ksaras. So, for example, in a bracha ksara, so if you have to make a shahakol, Gemara says this, and you say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bor Pri HaGofen, and then you right away change it, let's say, to Shakol Nia B'Dvaro Toch Kedei Dibur, so there's no problem, and there's only a chasima, there really is no psicha, it's a bracha katsara. But now we're going to learn about when you have a bracha arucha and you have a chasima, and you always need some mention of Me'ein HaChasima at some point in the bracha. It's called the psicha, but it doesn't really have to be in the psicha. It could be be'emtza also. Just before the chasima, there has to be some mention of the same theme. So what happens if there's a mistake? So that's what Siv Beis is about. The Mechaber, the Gemara, puts it in the context of the first bracha of Birchas Kriyas Shema. But the truth is, it can be no geya, and there you're likely to make a mistake because you have the night and the day, and that's where your mistake will be. But it's really no geya. The principle is no geya any bracha arucha. In Tov Omar Asher B'dvaru Mar Barovim, the Lashon HaTur and the Lashon HaMechaber here is a bit difficult. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur Paskin, that you need the proper mention of what you're supposed to be saying, both the emtsa and the self. That's the bottom line. That's what you need. The Gra Paskin's not like that. The Gra Paskin's like a different mashmos in the Gemara. Again, it's totally in a rather complicated sugya and brachas and how you understand the sugya. The Gra Paskins, you only need the chasima. The Mechaber is going to paskin, you need the middle and the end. Nothing else really matters. So we'll make our way through the Mechaber with the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura keeps saying lav dafka, lav dafka, lav dafka, but that's the theme. The yesod is you need the emtsa and the sof, you need the right mention. In Tov Omar Hashem B'dvaru Mar Barovim, in the daytime, obviously, we're talking. The Nizkar Miyad, Toch Kedei Dibur, it means. We'll see. The Omar Yotzer, we'll see if you need Toch Kedei Dibur. But the Mechaber says the word Miyad, which means Toch Kedei Dibur. The Omar Yotzer or, the Gam Siyam Yotzer HaMa'oros, Yotzer. So, if Miyad was Dafka, it doesn't seem to be that much of a Chiddush in this din. You were chayzer toch kedei dibur, so to speak. You're chayzer, and you said everything right. Okay, we'll see. Avol amomar shabedvara marav arovim below amar yotzer or at any point in the bracha. Oh, lo si en yotzer amoreis. Well, the chasima was improper. Lo yotzer. So here the mechaber, you'll notice, says lo amar yotzer or at all. Not lo amar yotzer or miyad. He just says lo amar yotzer or. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Imam Yatzur of Arichoshech Hashem B'dvorah Mar Barovim, the Gamsiyeh Mar Barovim Lo Yotza, which seems to be a repetition of what he just said. Olo Siyeh Yotza Hamoros Lo Yotza, because he wasn't the same Yotza Hamoros. Hagah Vehu Adinim Lo Amar Tchilu Rak Yotzer Or Imsiyeh Mar Barovim Lo Yotza. In other words, he didn't say even the Marav Aravim at first. So we'll see everything in the Mishnah Berurah. It seems very repetitious and unnecessary. Avol Imsiyam Yetzah Ma'oros, Kivin Shaposach Yetzeror Yotzah, Avol Bishahitzik B'Marav Aravim in the middle. So again, you need in the middle or in the beginning, and you need at the end, the Chasima. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the first statement of the Mechaber is, he said by mistake, Hashem B'dvara Marav Aravim B'Nizkar Miyad. Dafka miyad ha'inu b'toch kedei dibur. Mishnah Berurah is quoting one achro now, the Prima Gaudin. He's not saying on his own yet a psak. He's quoting first the Prima Gaudin. Dafka miyad ha'inu b'toch kedei dibur. Avol yachid kedei dibur lo yotza. Why? Because even though you said in the middle yotzeror, So what could be bad? It's wonderful, you said, but the problem is you need shame of malchus. So the malchus doesn't, if you did it like a kedei dibur, so that your tzaror has no malchus. It's just, so that's what the prima godim holds. That's a irreparable problem. It's like you didn't say your tzaror in the middle, there was no malchus there. But before the chasima, somewhere in the body of the bracha, he said the proper mention of yotzeror. He didn't yet say the chasima. Ain't tzarech lahaskil meirosh birchas yotzeror mechadosh. He doesn't have to say over the bracha, meaning he's yotzei. Rak yomi yotzeror berechoshech atzof birchas yotzeror hamoros. The yotzei bozeh. Why? So if you learn the sugyan brachas, you see that because of Sif Aleph, the saving grace is Sif Aleph, that since there's a special din to be Mazgir Midas Laila B'Yom and Midas Yom B'Laila, so therefore it's not a Hefzik. The Prima Godin's point is it's a Hefzik, so the proper mention doesn't have the Melech HaOlam, doesn't have the, so the Derech Chaim holds, it's, there's no such thing as an improper mention L'Gabi Hefzik. Everything is me'ain, everything is in order. Nothing is like out of line. You didn't say, Mekadesh HaShabbos when it wasn't Shabbos. It's appropriate to say Hashem B'dvarim Mar Barovim. Just like it's appropriate to say Borei Choshech, it's appropriate to say Hashem B'dvarim Mar. It's not inappropriate to say Hashem B'dvarim Mar Barovim. So therefore it's not called a Hefzik. So Enochlami, you have to say Yotzeror for the proper mention. But it could be lacha kedei dibur because nothing was really a hefzik. Since it's appropriate to say Hashem b'dvarim Mar Barovim in the daytime also, that's what comes out from the sugya. That's what the Derech Chaim holds. With a long beer halacha, he ends up totally agreeing with the Derech HaChaim and bringing rayas to what he says and paskening like him. Yeah, right. Okay, Sif Kotten Gimel, where the Mechaber says the Loyomi Yotzer. Here is Abul Bishasim Baruch Hashem Yotzer Amoros. Kibush at Chiloso veEmso Shalom Kedim Lo Yotzer. That's the Mechaber Shita, not like the draw that we'll have later on. That indeed, as long as your Chasim is okay, you're fine. The Tzarech Lachs of Arosh Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam to say there. An acha yotza hamaoros, vayim bebir alocha. By the way, where you have this, and we're not going into it now because it might not be the same maskana. Where you have these issues is on Shabbos Yom Tov. If you mess up, you batitam mano Hashem alokenu bi'ahava. Let's say you don't mention Shabbos, then at the end you say mekadosh, or the other way around, you said everything good, then at the end you just said baruch Hashem mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. So that's mamish, this issue that comes up. Don't extrapolate what the halacha there is. There, because of various reasons, we're a little more, the halacha is more makil in what's considered that you yotzei. But I want to show you that it's really no geya, any bracha arucha. If you look at this as weird, it doesn't happen. If you have the daven nates, this could very easily happen. Find yourself saying the wrong, saying the wrong bracha. But who I did? Now you know why the Orach HaShulchan says, we had yesterday, everybody was here yesterday? The Orach HaShulchan says, Shavuos morning, you can daven right after Alos, it's okay. Don't wait for the nates. But who I did? You know, the Mechaber has different types of oinus. So the Orach HaShulchan adds to the list the first day Shavuos. So it's not just us. Okay. Even though we had a whole movement here last year, a very nice movement, led by Arya, I think, to go to sleep at Alos. Sleep for 3 hours, 4 hours, and daven like a mensch at 8:30. Very good idea. I advocate it. You stayed up a whole night, you were kind of a minute, you went to sleep at Alos. The who had them? I think you, what? The who had them? V'hu ad-din em lo'omar t'chila rak yotzer or em siyamar v'rovim lo yotzer ku yal besovrim kein. That's a poshut ki m'hu ad-beis yosef t'chassima b'vadei t'chicha li'os k'din u'matanokar ha-shuchnorach v'tchila o lo siyem yotzer ha-mo'oros en kavanos o'davka ba'ofen she'tov o'ma m'tchila ha-sheh b'dvoru. You know, it looks like there's a machlok with Mechaber Ramah, because the Mechaber said if you started with Dvar Marva Rovim and you didn't end up with Yotzeh Amoros, you're not Yotzeh. So it sounds like if you started with Yotzeh Or and you said the wrong Chasima, you are Yotzeh, and this Ramah, Hagor B'Huah, then comes to argue with that. So that's what this Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet is saying. That's not true. Nobody holds that if you mess up the Chasima, it's good. The Chasima B'Vadei Tzichel Yos Kedin. U'madinog HaNashuchnorach V'Tchila that he happens to be talking. That's the tzir he's talking about. Okay, rak yotzer or pirish b'chol anusach shel habracha levad shetol b'chasima. You did everything right. You just messed up the chasima, like you got tired. Face, you know, you said the wrong thing. You didn't daven from a siddur, like we said in that handout that we gave out, that everybody should daven from a siddur. Avol became lo yotzer, to lo berech b'chasima al ha'or hamaskel lahoyer b'yom zeh. And definitely, the main thing is the chasima. And see a man of our own yotzer and terke de dibur niska vami yetzer amoris yotzer. Terke de dibur helps. Changing terke de dibur helps. Avolim shoho acha shomar ma of our own kede dibur lo yotzer. Af shomar yetzer amoris acha kede dibur. Because it's not connected to a bracha. The yomer oira pami birchus yetzer or mitkilosi. You have to say over the whole bracha. Okay. Avolim siyam yetzer amoris kibish aposuk yetzer or no lo yotzer v'im toho v'lo nizkar. Oh, let's say you made a mistake, you weren't yotzer v'lo nizkar cheiskol avarabo lo yatzik ben tayim the Mishnah Berurah holds yatzik ben tayim means don't interrupt the bracha of avarabo, even if you just said the word ava. But you started the bracha, so that's it. Rak Yisayim Kasei the Bichas Avarabba, Vachak Achiyom Yotzer Or Kodem Kriyashma. The strange Mogen Avram here, this is called Brachos. The Seder is not Ma'akev. The Seder Bichas Kriyashma is not Ma'akev. Even though it's certainly given with a certain Seder, LP concept, but it's not Ma'akev in the Evid. The Mogen Avram says something strange here. He says you have to say Shmona Esrei first. You should continue, say the Brichas, say Shema, after Avarabba, then say Geula, then say Shmona Esrei, and then say Yetzer Or after Shmona Esrei. He doesn't. I wasn't Ma'ayan, like, why he holds like that.
There's a precedent for that from when you do it before Alos. What did you do right after the
look? Yeah, but why does he hold you have to do it that way? What's wrong with the Mishnah Berurah's way? It could be because he holds it's taka worse. I mean, you know, if you're messing up the Seder that way. You're not supposed to mess up the Seder. So, like, you say it in isolation afterwards, but don't say it Lamafreya. Then it's called Lamafreya. Could be Lamafreya is worse than skipping. Even though in Hallel it's not worse than skipping, but maybe he holds here it is. Yotzo, Tamtzer Ze'asifu, bottom line of this sif. It's really very simple. After all the words, Shnei Dvarim Yesh V'Bichas Yetzor, D'Shachas Le'ikuva, Psichas HaBracha, Ayam Tz'isa, Tzricha Li'os Kedin, which means the mention of Yetzor Or, doesn't really mean the rest of the Nusuf is not Ma'akiv. I mean, Ma'akiv. We talk about the Malachim and Kedusha. And Chasima Sabracha, the Dad, the Huad, the Mevichas, Ma'ar, Varavim, everything would be the same in reverse. Kimavu, Bebrachas, Afyud, Bezum, and Aleph, Ayin Shom. Sufkot Yud Beis says that if he did the proper chasim of Yetz HaMoiris, and he said Yetzor at some point in the bracha, that's okay. We don't care that he said Marav Arovim. Even if he was Masli B'Marav Arovim, Tochid Yidiba Shal Psichas Yetzoror. V'omar Kol HaNusach Ta'arvitz L'vata Chasimo. Avot became Lo Amrin and Sheneko Adi Dezeh HaTevus HaRishonos Shal Yetzoror. This is not as poshut as it sounds. The shaila is, if you say something right, can you erase it with a Tochid Yidiba statement? That's... If you say I'm Marav Arovim Yotzeror, that's good. But nice, it's not so nogeya, because again, I'm Marav Arovim is not out of line in this bracha. So it doesn't have to be a chazora on the Yotzeror. In other words, let's leave that as a shaila. If you say something right, can you be oikirin with a Tochid Yidiba statement? Here, the point of the Mishnah Brura could be that you're not being oikirin, you're saying Marav Arovim. And again, it's in place to say Marav Arovim in the daytime also. So even if you said a Tochid Yidiba, you're not necessarily being oiker your first statement. You're saying Yitzhar and Marav Arovim. It's all good. It's all fitting. It's all not inappropriate. So that's why it's not oiker the Yitzhar statement. Okay. It's the Bir Halacha that brings down the Gra. If you move over to your left, and you see the Bir Halacha, Divrei Maskil V'Lohom HaYotzer Or, you'll see he says, V'Hagra B'Biuro. Two lines, V'Hagra B'Biuro, Hissach Al-Pesach HaShulchan Aruch B'Kamarayis, U'Posach Likin G'das HaRashba, HaMuvah B'Veis Yosef. The Toloi Rak B'HaChasimus HaBrocha Levad, Shem Chosam Kedin Yotza. Even in a Brocha Arucha, it's a very big Chiddush, because the matbeah shetovuch hacholim in a brocha arucha is that it should have a psicha and a chasima. So the grows really a chiddush, but again it has to do with the intricacies of the sugya and brochas. So really have nothing to say about that now at this point in time. Okay, we'll stop here.